Riders Radio Theater is on the air.
Yo-lay-yo, it's the Riders on the radio. Come on, partner, saddle up and go. Get ready for the cowboy show. Yodelay, yodelay, yay. We've been working since the break of day. We've been doing it the cowboy way. And now it's time to play. We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoop and holler and howl at the moon.
Yes, saddle up, buckaroos and buckarettes. It's time to ride the airways once again with America's favorite cowboys, Riders in the Sky. Woody Paul, the king of the cowboy fiddlers. Too Slim, the man with a dozen friends. And Ranger Doug, the idol of American youth. This is Texas Big Spender inviting you to join us for a thrilling program of high yodeling adventure.
We're going to ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're going to hoot and holler and howl at the moon. Yodel-ay-hoo, every buckaroo and buckaroo. There's a place around the fire for you. With Riders in the Sky. So come on and let's ride.
And now, live and direct in front of a sold-out crowd at the famed old Triple X Bunkhouse, here are Riders in the Sky.
Thank you, Saddle Pals, Buckaroos, and Buckarettes. This is Ranger Doug, idol of American youth, saying welcome to Riders Radio Theater. And before we go any further in this, the 1,742nd performance of our career, I'd like to take a second to introduce Riders in the Sky to you. To my left, that's your riders. You look into your radio this evening, the young gentleman who plays the string bass in our ranch. He sings the melody in our trio, and he rides drag in the roundup. Ladies and gentlemen, the man with a dozen friends, Too Slim.
Thank you, folks. Thank you so much. Thank you. It sounds like five or six of them are here. That's great. Thank
they
you.
Sure are, Slim. And to my right, that's your left. Just past the glowing green dot at the center of your radio dial, His Royal Majesty, Woody Paul, the King of the Cowboy Fiddlers.
Thank you, friends.
Thank you.
Hold on. Hold on. Keep your seats. Keep your seats. Please keep your seats. We'll be through correctly. Thank you so much. God bless each and every one of you. I love you so very, very much. And it's my privilege and honor to introduce the man that does most of the talking around our ranch. He's known to millions as the idol of American youth, Ranger Doug.
Thank you, Saddle Pal. We'd like to start with the cowboy song of Marital Accord. I'm back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly gems and wheat. I'm back in the saddle again. I'm riding the range once more. I'm toting my old 44, where you sleep out every night and the only law is right. Back in the saddle again.
Hoopie-tie-yi-yo, rocking to and fro, back in the saddle again. Whoopie-tie-yi-yay, I go my way, back in the saddle again.
Here he goes, folks.
Hi-dee-yo.
I Love American Youth.
Well, thanks, Buckaroos. Well, thanks, Buckaroos and Buckarettes, for that.
Gosh, Ranger Duggan, sounds like you didn't wear your safety device tonight, partner.
I wouldn't worry about it. I'm sure Ranger Doug's pushed many a steroid down the trail, don't you suppose?
You fellers know that would be the easy way, but it wouldn't be the cowboy way.
No, I don't think so.
And now with a special word, here's Doctor of Animal Husbanding, Woody Paul.
Friends, what happened the last time you tried to throw a saddle on your old nag? Did she bolt and head for the high country? Did she balk and just stand there, or maybe even turn around and try to bite you? Well, you may be suffering from
bronco burnout.
Slim is the nightmare of
bronco burnout.
Here to stay.
Woody Paul, the folks at Deadwood Darlene's have asked that same question, and the answer they came up with is a revolutionary breakthrough in critter stress treatment. Of course, I mean the great new Deadwood Darlene biofeedbag.
Whoa. Gosh, Slim, how does it work?
Well, today's caring cowpoke merely takes a few seconds to clip the two color-coded wires to the faithful ears of his faithful companion. He adjusts the waterproof video monitor, and within seconds, the animal begins to let go, become calmer, and prepare for a productive giving day on the prairie. Yes, folks, if life in the fast trail has put in your barn, remember Deadwood Darlene's new biofeedbag. It's powerfully effective and available in the dairy case in soothing earth tones and finer mercantiles everywhere.
That's Deadwood Darlene's new biofeedbag, a division of Deadwood Darlene's Prairie Lubricants, the official lubricants of the Baltimore Orioles Baseball Club. And now, back to Riders in the Sky.
And here once again is Ranger Doug, the idol of American youth.
Thank you, Texas Bix, the voice that sold a million baby chicks. Saddle pals, we'd like to bring out a special guest, a feller who keeps the riders in the sky full of beans and biscuits 365 days a year, our old sidekick and camp cook, Side Meat. A big hand for Side Meat.
All right, everybody. Mouse, boy, this is great, Ranger Doug, Mouse.
Well, great, Side Meat. What are you going to do for us here? Tell us a tale, play Polly Wolly Doodle on the harmonica?
No, I thought I'd just stand here and go, mah.
Do what?
Mah.
It's not much of an act.
Well, I don't know that I'd talk.
What is that noise, anyway?
That's the cry of the sidekick, Ranger Doug.
The cry of the sidekick?
Yeah, that's the sound the sidekick makes in every B-Western. At some point in every B-Western, the sidekick will turn to the star and say, mah. I don't know why, but they do it.
No.
You try it, Ranger Doug.
Ma. Ma.
Oh, that's good. That's real good. Come on, Woody.
Ma.
Nah. Not me.
That's backwards, Woody. See, first sentence of meow, and then the... Let's get the folks here to try it. On the count of three, everybody go meow. One, two, three.
Ma.
Oh. Think of all those wet windshields out there in America.
I suppose the geezers don't make that sound.
No, of course not. Not
say, Side Meat, you were doing that over and over in your sleep last night.
Well, I guess I was, Woody Paul.
I was having a dream, a beautiful dream.
You don't say.
Can I talk about it?
Sure.
I dreamed I was there inside.
They're shooting at me.
Oh, what a beautiful sight.
I don't know if it was the green chili burrito I got down at the 7-Eleven or what, but I had a dream last night. I dreamed I rode my mule up through the clouds. Past Riders in the Sky. Clean as fur, sidekick heaven. I rode him through the great pearly corral gate they got there. Tied him up at a big diamond hitching post, and then I seed him leaning against the golden bunkhouse door waiting to greet me. The greatest sidekick of them all, Ranger Doug. The old Gabaroo, Gabby Hayes.
Mouse.
Gabby looks at me and he says, it's a wonder's head, or it's a rider's eye, does I mean? It's a head, or it's a wonder's eye? What the heck did you say? I says to him, speak English so a man will understand you. He says, mouse. And I knew he was talking the same lingo.
I dreamed I was there inside kick heaven. Oh, what a star-studded night.
Oh.
went inside, and there they were sitting at a big table playing poker. A couple of the fuzzies. Fuzzy Knight, Al Fuzzy St. John. How you doing, boy? There's Slim Pickens and Walter Brennan.
One of these days, I'm going to climb that mountain.
I guess he climbed that rascal. And there was Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And Tonto.
Mmm, Kimo Sabe.
And way in the corner there was Hop Sing. That was the third world corner of Sidekick Heaven. And I went to the window because we heard a terrible commotion. There's a guy driving a Jeep, waving his hat and screaming, whoa, Nellie Bell, whoa. It was Pat Brady.
I dreamed I was there in Sidekick Heaven. Oh, but their timing was great.
Oh, phew. I seen some guys leaning against the top of the top rail fence they got there, Ranger Doug, sitting up on the rail fence. It was all the sidekicks that no one can remember.
Really? Oh.
Raymond Hatton. Who would know Raymond Hatton? I didn't know him. He had a little name tag that said, hello, my name's Raymond Hatton. Welcome to Sidekick Heaven. Have a nice day. Max Terhune and Little Elmer. They'd switch their name tags. All the greats. And then the Gabaroo says, come on, side meet. We're going in the big boss's ranch house. He's got a roll call of all the sidekicks yet to come. I think you'd like to see it. So we went in a big, beautiful room. And all you could see was a big golden light. And all you could hear was a beautiful guitar playing. And a fiddle, sort of. Playing way up high on the fiddle there, sort of way up there. It was really high, but it was in tune. See? I don't know who that guy is up there, but he's great.
He's good.
He's great. The old Gabaroo opens the beautiful book and blows off some diamond dust, and they're written in pure platinum. I don't know, very expensive, whatever it was. A list of all the sidekicks yet to come, and he began to read. Chester, Dennis Weaver. Festus, Ken Curtis. George Bush. He's gonna need a name tag, don't you suppose?
I don't know.
Yeah, he kept on reading. He read Robert Blake, Pat Buttram, Dub Cannonball Taylor, Side Meat. Side Meat! That's when I awoke. And I'm sorry I did. 'Cause I dreamed I was there
in Sidekick Heaven. Oh, what a beautiful sight.
Save me a plate of beans, boys. I'm on my way. Ma!
Riders Radio Theater returns right after this amazing offer. Here is L. Philo Larry Mammoth.
Face it, friends, aren't you tired of today's mordant, discordant, distorted rock and roll so-called music? Of course you are. Everyone is. Pull the plug on it. Sure, I know it's loud, but what does it mean?
Hey, you're in my space, man.
Friends, don't you yearn for a return to the sight and sounds of a handsome Mountie? Belting out a tender love song to some Canadian cupcake by a silvery pine ring lake? Then you need the great new Radio Mammoth Pictures album.
Call of the Wild.
When I'm calling you.
See? Loud, isn't it? But no exhausted puns or smarmy lyrics here, just straightforward songs of love by a real He-Man of the North.
Oh, give me some men who are stout-hearted men, who are honest.
We've collected the best of these lusty, dusty, timber-top and heart-stopping songs of great outdoor romance and one great album.
All of the world!
You'll get the immortal when it's beaver-flipping time in the Yukon.
Beaver-flipping time in the Yukon.
You also get a blockhead and a bonnie lass. I love you then, eh? A nation of laws. Don't cry for me, Alberta.
Don't cry for me, Alberta.
And many, many more, but that's not all. If you act by the first spring thaw, you also get absolutely free an additional collection of heart-stirring Mountie Tunes of Adventure and the Great Northwest. Always get your man. Included in this great collection are Caribou by Candlelight, Just a Moose and a Goose on the Loose, Arctic Circles Under My Eyes, and Who Were You With the First Time You Heard King is gone.
Oh, King is gone.
McDonald McKenzie, Meet McKenzie, McDonald, and many, many more, all for only $9.99. That's $9.99. To order your album, cassette, or 8-track, have your Alberta Express card ready and call 1-900-MOUNTIE. That's 1-900-MOUNTIE. Or save COD and express charges by sending $9.99 to...
Call of the World!
Care of the Writers Radio Network. It's not the easy way, but it's the Mountie way.
Eh?
Here again are Riders in the Sky, featuring the king of the cowboy fiddlers, Woody Paul.
One, two, three. Give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. I wanna be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in, just turn me loose. Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I wanna ride to the ridge where the west commences. Gaze at the moon until I lose my senses. I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in. Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I wanna ride to the ridge where the west commences. Gaze at the moon until I lose my senses. I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in, no, no. Don't fence me in,
not on the radio.
Don't fence me in.
And now, Riders Radio Theater presents the ongoing saga of The Cowboy Way. Tonight's episode, Meltdown on the Mesa. As faithful listeners may recall from our last chapter, it's summer, and there's drought on the old Triple X. In a desperate search for water, Riders in the Sky have driven their entire herd to the top of Three Mile Mesa. As the hot western sun sinks low, they settle down for the long, hot night ahead. The late afternoon is strangely quiet. Perhaps too quiet.
I don't like it, boys. It's quiet.
Perhaps too quiet.
Yep, sure don't seem right.
No, well, it ain't right. No.
You know, in this kind of condition, the smallest noise could start as... could start a... stampede! Could start a stampede!
There they go!
Look out! Turn them, boys!
They're heading for the cliff! Gosh! Oh, that's for the lead! Look out! It's too late!
Turn them! Turn them!
It's too late! They're going over! Lost, splattered on them rocks down there.
Some of my best friends, too.
My chuck wagon. Well, no beans tonight.
Well, that's some consolation. But this wouldn't have happened if you hadn't have fired your gun, Slim.
I didn't fire my gun. You fired yours.
No, I didn't.
Ranger Doug.
You boys know better than that.
Well, sure, but who did it?
I don't know who did it, boys, but... if this wasn't an accident, it's the work of the meanest, vilest, most low-down, evil, slimy...
howdy, boys.
Slocum.
What are you doing here?
Me and Charlie were just in the neighborhood and thought we'd check out all the racket. Right, Charlie?
Right, boss. Racket.
Say, is that your herd of hamburger down there? Ooh, what a stink that's gonna be. Say, I hope you have good insurance.
Yes, it's gonna be a stink, and yes, we do have insurance. Don't we, Ranger Doug?
Indeed we do, Slocum. We have complete saddle blanket coverage from the famed Lloyds of Lubbock.
Maybe you ought to check your policy.
That should be easy enough. I have a copy of it right here in my saddlebags.
Mind if I take a look at it?
Not at all. Right here, Slocum.
It's a Lloyd's policy, all right. Let's just check your coverage here. Let's see. Good glacier protection, tidal waves, right, nuclear fallout. That's A. Other than that, everything looks... Uh-oh. Better take a look at the last clause, Ranger Doug.
Okay, Slocum. I'll need a microscope to look at this.
Charlie?
Right. Here you are, Cowboy Bob.
Turn it up to 400X or so.
Let's see. Stampedes.
Yeah.
In the event of unruly four-footed ungulate behavior, resulting in free fall of more than 2 meters, this policy is null and void. No settlements, no refunds, don't even ask.
Oh, tough break, guys.
What? Unruly educated behavior? What in tarnation does that mean, fellas?
It means... we've been swindled.
Swindled? Gosh, how are we going to meet our mortgage payment next month?
Yeah, and we got a balloon payment, too.
What?
Say, maybe I can help.
Well, what's that?
Just a little contract, that's all.
Right.
You sign over your rights to the old XXX and you're out of debt. I'll even throw in a couple of $1,000 in a condo in Laredo. Talk about the easy way. Give him a pen, Charlie.
Yeah. Right, Slocum.
Sounds okay to me. What do you think, Slim?
Well, it does sound pretty good, all right.
Not so fast, Slocum. We know what you're up to. You've been taking over ranches left and right all over the valley. You wrangled control of the old Tinker's Dam and cut off everybody's water. That's the main reason there's a drought all across this land.
It's my water. I guess I can do what I want with it.
Maybe so. But now you want the old XXX so you can control the railhead and the main trail out of Tumbleweed Valley. We let our neighbors and the orphanage use it free. But you probably want to close it off like you did Tinker's Dam and ruin the rest of the valley.
Yeah, you tell him, Ranger Doug. Mouse!
Slocum, you're right. Selling out to you would be the easy way, but...
It wouldn't be the cowboy way.
Oh, something smells around here, and it ain't hamburger. Slocum, get off of my land.
Now, boss?
Easy, Charlie. Not yet. Okay, we're going. But we'll be around in case anything happens to change your mind. Come on, Charlie. Cash,
boys, I smell something funny.
I guess you're right, Woody. I guess we'd better give the herd a decent burial.
No, Ranger Doug. I don't mean the herd. It's smoke.
It is smoke, Woody. And it's coming from the direction of the bunkhouse.
Oh, no.
This looks bad. Let's ride, boys.
And it was bad. Arriving back at the famed old XXX, riders in the sky found their luxurious fleece-lined bunkhouse engulfed in flames.
Whoa. Oh, no, we gotta save our valuables.
I'll get the Vaughn Monroe poster.
Too late for that. Just grab your instruments.
I'm going in to get my biscuit,
though.
Don't go side, me.
Go back in there.
Riders in the sky struggled in a vain yet heroic effort, to save their beloved fleece-lined bunkhouse. But alas, it was not to be. And as they watched the flames leap higher and higher, they suddenly realized that their loss might be even greater than they had feared.
Oh, boy. It's lucky we all got out of there.
Ooh, nobody could survive that inferno.
I guess you're right. I guess we should just count our blessings, fellas. We're all safe, at least. Say, we all are here, aren't we? Woody?
Yo!
Slim?
I'm here.
Side meat?
Side meat!
We've got to go back for him.
We got to get him. Oh, no! It's too late. The roof's collapsed.
Oh, no. First the herd, then the bunkhouse, and now our faithful sidekick. Is this the end of Riders in the Sky?
Is this the end of Riders in the Sky? Will the evil Slocum's plan destroy America's favorite cowboys? Tune in next week for episode 2 of Meltdown on the Mesa, when you may or may not hear Side Meat say,
"Slocum, get off my land."
And Woody say,
"Gosh, can I have his mule? He won't be needing any more fellers."
And me say, "You're listening to Riders Radio Theater." And now it's time for one of the most popular features on Riders Radio Theater, the classic of the West. Here's Ranger Doug, the idol of American youth.
Thank you, T. Bix. Time for Bob Nolan's Tumbling Tumbleweeds.
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Lonely but free I'll be found, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweeds. Cares of the past are behind, nowhere to go but I'll find where the trail will wind, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed.
I know when night is gone
that a new world's born at dawn. I'll keep rolling along, deep in my heart is a song. On the range I belong, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweeds, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweeds.
Thank you, Saddle Pals. Our time's up for Tumbleweed Theater and Riders Radio Theater here today. So we'd like to move on down the trail. From all of us to all of you,
so long, Saddle Pals. It's been so good to see you. Farewell, Saddle Pals. We really hate to leave you, but the dogies are a-lowing. Roundup time is nigh. A prairie moon is calling from a starry western sky. So farewell, Saddle Pals, our parting brings us sorrow. On down the trail we'll find a bright tomorrow. Keep those faces smiling round your home corral. So until we meet again, goodbye, Saddle.
Riders Radio Theater was conceived, produced, written, and performed by Riders in the Sky, along with yours truly, Texas Vic Bender. Riders Radio Theater is a Mammoth Radio Pictures production in association with WPLN, National Public Radio in Nashville, Tennessee. WPLN production personnel are recording engineers Carl Peterson and Tom Knox, PR director Brenda Loftus, director of development Judy Lipp, and station manager Alvin Bolt. Also assisting in this production are our buckskin aides, Stacey Harrison and Lisa Burr, co-producer Dan Boley, floor director David Skipper. Writers Radio Theater is based upon a concept by Thomas R. Goldsmith and is taped live in the Johnson Theater at the Tennessee Performing Arts Center. Guests of Writers Radio Theater, stay at home in return for this promotional announcement. This is Texas Big Spender saying so long, Saddle Pals. See you next week on Writers Radio Theater.